I've been contacted by a lot of people in relation to home help, and home help is a very important part of our health system now, because we see that if people can go home and we can take care in their own home, that it doesn't block the beds in hospitals and it doesn't put more numbers into old people's homes. And I've been dealing with a number of people over the last 12 months that have been awarded, you know, 3 visits of 15 minutes each day, and the home help team are only able to, and the home help team does a fantastic job, a wonderful job, but they're not able to deliver that service. They might be only calling once with a call 3 times. I'm dealing with an old woman, 85 years of age, that has been just out of hospital about 10 days, allocated 3 visits of 15 minutes each, and nobody to do the job. So that woman, you know, has to consider the family. She lives alone. The family have to consider now whether it's time to look for a bed in an old person's home, or can the home help team deliver that. And I've been on to the management of the home help teams in Sligo, and they say they just haven't got the staff. But we see no attempt by the HSC to recruit staff to fill those positions, and these positions aren't very well paid either. So we're hoping now the council will write to the HSC to embark on a recruitment campaign to get more people to do the home help job, which is very valuable to society.
And is it important for you to kind of hold the higher levels accountable, in the sense that obviously, you know, these patients who are having the home help coming in, the home help aren't the ones to be complaining to. They're the ones who are doing great work and really working hard, whereas it needs to be taken higher up to try and get something like this resolved.
Yeah, this is a department job, HSC job, to recruit these staff and to put the right management in place to ensure that the delivery is. What we're doing here is taking people out of hospital, taking care of them at home, preventing them to have to go to old people's homes. So it's a win-win for society and for our exchequer. It's the cheapest way to provide home care, or to provide care for our elderly. And look at these people have done so much for our society and built the great economy, the 5th richest economy in the world, and now we need to look after our older people.